God speaks to his children all day long in many different ways. He touches our hearts through a beautiful sight, a lovely song, an endearing look on a young, innocent child's face. He also speaks to us in more specific, personal ways. Some of those ways are through a Bible passage, a holy book, a rhema, or being quiet and listening for his still small voice by asking questions and engaging Jesus in every aspect of our lives. In John 10:27-28, we read, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Amen. Jesus began, "One of the most valuable things you can ever learn, Elizabeth, and all my heart dwellers, is to consult me in all your decision making. A good place to start connecting with me is to act on what I show you. This goes for big matters and routine everyday matters. If you bring to me your specific questions while involving me in your daily lives, then watch the radical change to how each day unfolds for the better. Oftentimes my children are in a rush and lack patience in waiting on me for instructions to your questions and issues. Together we will solve many problems, but not if you sprint ahead and try to go it alone. If you are struggling to discern my voice from yours or the enemy, then I will teach you. This is a gift that I desire to impart to you, one that gives me great joy when you learn to put it to good use by practicing your gift and giving me opportunities to speak to you." As a side here, I have discovered something interesting in my interactions with the Lord, and that is, after I have taken action based on what he has shown me or spoke to me about, I need to check back with him at times to ensure that I'm still proceeding in the right direction. Dear ones, the enemy would like nothing better than to knock us off course and disrupt the Lord's plans. It is imperative to keep dialogue open and continual with Jesus in case he has something vital to add in our walk, or he needs to correct a misstep of ours or point us in a new direction. Praying continually does help immensely. He loves it when we are completely dependent on him for our every move and next step. John and I try to be very careful in enlisting Holy Spirit's guidance consistently into every task we have been given. Over the years, I have misstepped at times, and the Lord has been swift to lovingly correct me, either through feeling convicted in my spirit, or, if he really needs to get my attention, through our spiritual leaders in front of the whole community. This, by the way, is an extremely humbling experience, one in which I don't want to repeat anytime soon. Yes, dear family, God will allow us to be crushed into fine powder when we go in the wrong direction because he loves us, and it is always for the greater good. Jesus continued, "Precious ones, do not let the storms of your lives blow you off course. If you stay on the surface of the water, that is precisely what will happen. If you dive down into the depths of the ocean with me, the water is calm, and so you shall be as well, confident in the work I am doing through you. I am your captain, and know exactly where you are presently, where you are going, and what is best for you. My people, if you truly want to hear from me, you must be willing to follow what I tell you. Be sincere of heart and disciplined in seeking me. Distinguish my voice from your own thoughts. Believe in divine instruction that you are hearing directly from your God and having the faith to act on it. I love you and look forward to an unlimited amount of in-depth conversations with you. And that was the end of his message. If speaking directly to Jesus and hearing from him is new and unfamiliar to you, then we suggest just start with a simple prayer. Jesus, please help me with this project, and I pray for a favorable outcome. Wait for his answer. If you are prompted to go to the Bible, Holy Spirit will guide you to the verse he wants you to read. The Lord may give you a dream or a vision to direct your next move towards completing the project. We have a Rhema book, which is extremely helpful in getting a word from the Lord. And we are excited to announce we just finished the Rhema 2 book, which will be out next month. If you have a specific question for Jesus, take your truth and discernment sword from your left shoulder, raise it up, and ignite it with heaven's light in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Encase your sword with the precious blood of Jesus and ask that this sword be infused with all the power that heaven will grant it. Then do the sign of the cross over the book, bind the enemy from interfering, and Holy Spirit will guide you to your answer. We usually go 3 times to discern clear direction from the Lord. After time spent in close union with the Lord and His Spirit, you will prayerfully see His wisdom and put it into action, drawing closer to understanding the Lord's true heart. By the way, a brother just shared with me a beautiful song called Jesus Have It All by Jeremy Riddle. If you get a chance, check it out. It will speak to your heart. Jesus has told us on many occasions, I give you fresh water to drink every day. Learn to recognize this water. Pay no heed to the vessel. Amen.